make with bronze Cerakote finish and camouflage stock. We also have the new Barnes and Subsonic ammo for the 450 on hand, along with plenty of pistols and AR rifles in stock.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
Final score from Harbor Beach, Sandusky, 42, Harbor Beach 30. A 12-point victory for the road team. The Redskins have improved to 2-0, 1-0 in the Greater Thumb East. And Dave Hansen, why don't you tell us their scoring plays tonight?
First quarter, and get used to his name, Zach Franzel, a 7-yard touchdown run, 2-point conversion, no good. They would lead 6-0 at the end of the first quarter. Second quarter, Zach Franzel scores again, 34-yard run. They would extend the lead 12-0 over Harbor Beach, 6:59 to go in the first half. Dylan Kadar shortly after would hit Hanton Babcock for his first touchdown of the game, 31-yard TD pass. Mason Booms catches the 2-point conversion, and Sandusky would now lead 12-8. Zach Franzel would then score shortly after with his third touchdown run of the first half. This one a 38-yard run, and Sandusky would take the lead 18-8. DeLorean Wedge would start the second half scoring with a 6-yard run. Sandusky in the third quarter leads 28-6. Fourth quarter, hold on, there was a lot of scoring. 46-yard touchdown pass. Kadar hits Woodkey on the first play of the series. 2-point conversion good. Harbor Beach gets it within 10, 26-16. Zach Franzel gets his fourth touchdown run of the evening. This time a 1-yard run, 34-16. Sandusky with 8:44 to go, but don't stop now. Kadar hits Babcock on a 28-yard TD pass. 2-point conversion good. Harbor Beach would be still down by 10, 34-24 with 5 minutes to go in the game when DeLorean Wedge tacks on another touchdown run, a 13-yard run, and Sandusky would pull out 42-24 lead over Harbor Beach with 2:09 to go, and Kadar would get his fourth touchdown pass of the game, a 51-yard TD strike to Luke Woodkey. 2-point conversion, no good, and that would be your final as Harbor Beach falls to the Sandusky Redskins at home, 42-30.
Sandusky ends up with 409 yards of offense on 54 plays, and coincidentally, 54 carries in the night for 409 yards. Did not even attempt a pass from Matt Carlson tonight, all on the ground, led by Zach Franzel. 22 carries, 214 yards, and 4 touchdowns. He averaged 9.7 every time he carried the ball. And his long run of the night was 38. DeLorean Wedge, you take out Zach Franzel, and this would be an impressive number any other night. 16 carries, 110 yards for DeLorean Wedge, 2 touchdowns, and an average of 6.9 for DeLorean Wedge. Martin Tovar, 12 carries, 74 yards, and Matt Carlson, 4 carries for 11 yards on the night. Nothing in the passing game at Harbor Beach with 350 total yards in the night on 40 plays. They had 22 pass attempts, 18 carries. 18 carries resulted in negative 7 yards on the night. Through the air, though, completely different story. 15 of 22, no interceptions for 4 touchdowns in 357 yards through the air for Dylan Kadar, the senior quarterback. He averaged 23.8 yards per catch, his longest pass tonight, 54 yards into Luke Woodkey's hands. Caden Bloyton with leading the rushing attack for Harbor Beach, 3 carries, 8 yards. Levi Klasky, 3 carries, 5 yards. Mason Booms, 1 carry, 0 yards. Dylan Kadar, 11 carries, negative 20 yards, including a fumble that he jumped on. A rough night on the front trenches for the Harbor Beach Pirates as Sandusky was finding every single seam, every single hole, and disrupting the Harbor Beach's timing, especially in the backfield for Dylan Kadar to throw the ball. And then Kadar somehow responds in making some circus amazing passes downfield.
Yeah, Dylan Kadar was unbelievable today, and Harbor Beach didn't lose because of their offense. Let's get that straight. Yes. They scored a ton of points. They had 4 passing TDs. If anything, you can kind of joke that they wasted 18 other plays trying to run the ball. But and some of those were Dylan Kadar trying to run on scramble and broken plays, which a lot of times has went in his favor. But 15 of 22 for 357 yards through the air and 4 TDs and no turnovers, 68 completion percentage. That is high-level passing football. And he didn't just throw it to one guy. He had three different receivers catch three balls or more. Matt Farmer caught two. I mean, Luke Woodkey ended up being the main target, which he always is. But you wouldn't know it, but Mason Booms had three catches early in the game and then didn't have any except for a couple two-point conversions. I mean, he had a nice game, especially early here. But had a ball popped out here right in front of him. But Harbor Beach lost this game because what they're known for is their defense was non-existent. They didn't get us. They did not get a stop tonight. Sadusky scored, it felt like, on every single drive.
They punted once.
They did punt once.
And that was
correct.
early in the first half. Luke Woodkey led the receiving attack for Harbor Beach with six receptions, 208 yards on the night, and two touchdowns. He averaged 34.7, including a 54-yard touchdown catch, the last score for him. Mason Booms, three receptions, 57 yards, his long 25, including his last catch here. Unfortunately, when he hit the ground, his head hit first, and that was what caused a potential concussion, so he's going into concussion protocol at Harbor Beach Community Hospital right now. Tanton Babcock, three receptions, 52 yards, and two scores for him. Matt Farmer, two receptions, 33 yards, and Levi Klasky, one reception for 7 yards. Impressive night for Harbor Beach through the air, but like you said, Dave, Sandusky had there was no stopping Sandusky's offense tonight on the ground.
They absolutely had a game plan, and they exposed it. We were laughing in the first quarter. I think they ran three different plays in the first half. I don't know if they did anything different. And then the second half, all they did was maybe add a fake in there before they ran the same play. And eventually, when they started moving Smiglinski around, they started shuffling the linebackers around. Then they started with – that's where Tovar kind of came into play later in the game. And talk about a guy who had a nice night. 12 carries, 74 yards, averages over 6 yards a carry, and nobody's talking about him.
Yeah.
Because he was the third best rusher on his team. I mean, that's how good Sandusky's running game was. But I will say this, and as I can be as critical as you want me to be, but this Sandusky team is great. But if they run into anybody that throws a football, they got some work to do in that secondary. And I know they probably blow it off knowing that they don't have anybody else in their schedule that may attack them. But there's teams like Marlette out there that sometimes throw the spread. And I'm not saying Marlette's a good team, but there's going to be other teams that are going to look at this and go, wow, huh, they can be beaten through the air. That's the tape that people's going to see. And so that's where Sandusky was not perfect, and they have to convert those two-point conversions. Those can be a killer against another team. You say you get a rematch with these two teams somewhere down the line, that would be something that they would look at. We need those two-point conversions.
It wasn't why I think Sandusky finally converted on their last two two-point conversions. Before that, they were blanked on the two-point conversion there.
I think they're over the first four, correct?
I believe so, yes. Dave, you know how I know you live in Sandusky now?
Why is that?
I say Sandusky, you say Sandusky.
I'm getting lazy, I think, is what that means. I'm getting lazier in my old age, maybe.
I just caught that. I thought it was funny. Dave, any final thoughts here? Like, who's the Thompson Chevrolet player of the game for you?
I don't think we need to ask around. No. There's 1A and there's 1B, but Zach Franzel was unbelievable tonight. Anybody who averages almost 10 yards a carry with four touchdowns, 214 yards on the ground, he was unbelievable. Absolutely unstoppable all night long. And when you average a first down every time you touch the ball, and you touch it 20 sometimes, that is a heck of a running game, and I'd love to have him on my fantasy team this weekend, that's for sure.
No kidding. And of course, we won't see this again this season, Dave. 357 yards through the air for Dylan Kadar.
It's hard not to mention him as an honorable mention at the least, because that's a we were talking with Dan Banky, a former football player here at Harbor Beach, and he says, man, he says, I've watched a lot of Harbor Beach games. He says, I got to imagine that's probably a school record. And
that's easy to say,
well,
yes.
What's crazy to think is that it happened in a loss.
Yeah.
It's going to be in a losing effort. He played absolutely outstanding, and like I said, it was a high-powered running game against a high-powered passing game, and the defense that got a couple stops and forced a turnover or two was the team that wound up winning the game.
And, Dave, I will say Rutgers has a lot of team records as well.
Yeah, those are typically records that I don't want to have.
So, Dave, Sandusky, impressive. I mean, when you return that many seniors and you have that kind of backfield returning, that kind of returning quarterback, you've got some just studs of linebackers between, you know, you've got the Lucas Feehan, you've got in the secondary, you've got number 45, that's who I'm thinking about here, Brendan Duff, middle linebacker, just yep, closing up every single hole there. Amazing defensive end. Sandusky's got a good track record here to move forward, but they need to kind of hone in on that passing game.
We'll call it as I see it. The front seven, top notch.
Probably the best we'll see.
The back four are going to get chewed on come Monday morning. I promise you that. But that's what Harbich does is they throw the football. Sandusky runs the football. It was the equivalent. No different than that front four and front seven in Harbor Beach are going to get their butts chewed on Monday. So it's just a